My name's Ted Watkins.
Ted Watkins? Okay, Ted Watkins. Got it. All right, here we go. Here we go, Ted. Welcome back to the Shack. We're back in DW Conspiracy Shack. I'm Wilbur, and today, Daniel is not here. He didn't show up on time, and I think the government's been after him. Someone's been after him, so he's in hiding right now. But he did send in his dear friend, a biologist that he knows, a doctor. We're joined today in the Shack with special guest Dr. Ted Watkins.
Hey, what's going on, Wilbur? How you doing?
Surviving.
Yes, I can't disclose where Daniel's at, but he did send me an encrypted message and told me to be here to cover for him. He said that it was imperative that I showed up today to help you drop some knowledge on the people out there, because I know that's what you guys do here. You drop the knowledge. You drop the nuggets, the kernels of truth.
Yep.
Release it.
We drop the kernels of truth in the hot, searing oil of justice, and we pop the popcorn of justice for everyone to enjoy.
Now, the one thing I wanted to do, though, because, you know, Daniel puffs his chest out a lot on this show, and one thing I have to be able to do is come in here and let you know that I am a certified doctor and a certified biologist, and I'm also a pickleball expert. So,
oh, nice.
At the end of the day, I am the upgrade to anything Daniel is, and even though he's getting the truth out, don't get me wrong, he's getting the truth out, but he knew. He knew if we had to come here and drop some hot knowledge and he was on the run from said three letters that are out there, you know, the real deal needed to come in here, drop the heat today.
That's right. We're bringing the real three-letter monster into the studio, Ted, T-E-D, and he's going to give us a TED Talk today. And you know, we thought about installing a pickleball court right out back of the Shack, but we haven't reached that far yet.
No, the issue is you want to put it out there. He is finding every way possible not to. Do you know why? Because he sucks at pickleball.
Oh, I didn't
tell
know
you that right now. He sucks at pickleball.
So those highlight videos he showed me weren't real?
No, they're not real. And you know, as much as he rails against the system, he's a master with AI. I don't know if you know this. He knows how to work AI very well. It's a secret talent of his, and he's been making videos of AI versions of him playing pickleball. Because I can tell you right now, I put myself on easy mode to try to give him a chance. Still destroyed him.
Oh, I didn't know. No wonder why. I've always wanted to play him, but for some reason, he's just always busy. I just thought he had that busy schedule, and, you know, life on the run isn't easy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he runs from, the pickleball court. That's what he runs from.
Is that the conspiracy we're talking about today?
That is not the conspiracy we're talking about today, but that is conspiracy in itself. The conspiracy within the conspiracy is that Daniel hates pickleball. He actually loves it, but hates to get beat, but he gets beat all the time. So essentially, he hates pickleball.
We'll have to explore that one day.
Yeah, you have to ask him when he comes back from being on the run what that actually means, this fear of pickleball that he has. It's deep-rooted. I've known Daniel since we were children, and it's been there since he was a child.
I knew there was something lingering under the surface. I just couldn't find it.
But yeah, and it's pickleball.
Right.
If you're looking for anything to point your fingers at, don't point at the CIA. Don't point at the FBI. Don't point at the military-industrial complex. Don't point at Russia. Don't point at China. Point at pickleball.
Pickleball. Who invented that sport anyways? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we'll look into that in the future. But today in the Shack has opened up. So open your ears up. Open your mind up. And what are we going to discuss today, Ted?
We're going to talk about this crazy news bite that hit really hard a few days ago in the ether of the interwebs.
Mm.
And it was this tweet that went out from Elon Musk, but really it came out from a lot of different people about these cannibal gangs in Haiti that were taking over the government there and basically eating people.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, is it true? Is it not true? How it's also tied to Freemasonry, which is very interesting as well, because people don't know that a lot of Haiti, and most of it, as a matter of fact, was built on Freemasonry. So it's a very interesting topic. We're going to get into a little barbecue today, and we'll break it down. But I do kind of want to start with these Elon tweets. So Elon puts out a tweet from NBC News. You know, we love NBC here because they always bring the actual facts. They never lie to us. So sarcasm.
Yeah.
Sarcasm.
Oh, anyone in the Shack knows that.
So basically, Elon put out a tweet and showed a bunch of pictures of cannibals running around. Well, proposed cannibals. It was basically people ripping up the streets. They had guns, fires burning everywhere in Haiti.
So like a Black Lives Matter protest.
Very similar. Very similar to that. And it basically said Haiti has collapsed. The president is no longer in the country. The ports are officially closed. Cannibal gangs are besieging the National Palace in Port-au-Prince. So if we were on video right now, I would show you these pictures because I'm looking dead at them.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts these out. He was not the only one, though. You had other, what they're purporting as right-wing conspiracy theorists that were putting this out. Eon Miles Chong. You had Matt Walsh, which people know Matt Walsh, I'm sure, was putting this out as well. And most of them were tying it into the fact that our borders remain open. Matter of fact, the Matt Walsh show titled his, Haiti Descends into Chaos as Our Borders Remain Wide Open.
Hmm.
So this was coming out from all over the place.
Now, isn't Haiti the place also where, like, there's a lot of human trafficking and the Clinton Foundation gets a lot of, donates a lot of money to help support Haiti?
Well, the story behind the Haitian children being smuggled in and out of there has been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you know who Anthony Bourdain is, Anthony Bourdain used to travel around and had a food show.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to travel the world, do all really cool stuff. He went to Haiti for a while and was, you know, shooting a lot of, I don't know what season it was now, but he was shooting a lot in Haiti and realized that the United States was not helping Haiti at all after the Clintons had purported they were doing all this help down there. But there were United States buildings there of God knows what. So basically, they were, you know, these places where they were supposedly getting help and they weren't actually getting help. Well, Anthony started digging deeper and realized that, oh, man, there is child trafficking going out of here. And he tied it to the Clintons. There was a tweet where he actually tagged Hillary Clinton in it. And he was going kind of toe-to-toe with her in these tweets. Not long after that, Anthony Bourdain, quote-unquote, killed himself, which they found him tied to a doorknob with a red scarf. And that's generally the signifier of the group of elites, the Clintons in particular. When someone kills themselves, quote-unquote, they will find themselves hung from a doorknob by a red scarf or red rope or something red. So what happens is the police get there, they see that, they immediately call it in as a suicide.
Suicide, yeah.
They won't look at it any further. They know exactly what it is. So that's what happened to Anthony Bourdain. He was digging into what was going on in Haiti, and he was tying these people into it. Matter of fact, I don't know the lady's name off the top of my head currently, but she worked for the Clintons. She was indicted for child trafficking several years ago, and there have been several people that work directly for the Clintons who have been indicted, who are in prison for child trafficking out of Haiti. So to say that the Clintons didn't know, it's very similar to the Prime Minister of Canada, how all of his friends have been arrested for pedophilia, and he just somehow didn't know. He's the only one out of his massive group of friends. All these guys get arrested, and he's not.
So, what?
You're right. Yeah. It's very similar. But no, you're absolutely correct, Wilbur. There is a lot of child trafficking out there. Matter of fact, was it a year or two ago when all that craziness went on in Haiti with the volcanic eruptions, and they weren't getting any help, and nobody was crying out for any help for them?
Yep.
It's very similar. You know, I find it funny when it comes to Haiti, nobody cares.
Nope.
You know, something happens somewhere else that's manufactured by the government, everybody's hashtag Ukraine, hashtag this or whatever. But when it actually comes to people that need help, like Haiti, there was no hashtag save Haiti. There was nobody really sending money there. Most of the people that need help.
Nobody changed their profile picture on Facebook to a Haitian flag, like the French flag, when the Notre Dame church burnt down.
Right. And they won't.
Nope.
It's against the narrative, and people don't care, man. They only care about what they're told to care about. That's it. And it's all virtue signaling. It's not like they really care. They're just doing it look cool.
Right, yeah, exactly. Someone tugged on their heartstrings somewhere and said, you need to have emotion about this and publicly announce it.
Matter of fact, I heard a story about a person who had delusions of being a politician in Ada, Ohio, who hung a flag, a Ukraine flag, outside of her house on the street, and nobody liked it. Nobody cared, but it was virtue signaling.
Yep. So, 100% virtue signaling. Yeah, it's probably the type of person that would, you know, feed wild raccoons and let them terrorize the whole town. But I digress.
Digress.
I remember something with the Haiti thing. I remember remember when the Wayfair scandal thing was going on with all the names and the outrageous prices and the odd. All right. The Haiti fiasco. I remember seeing photos on some of those Wayfair prices, and like they were selling, you know, the little nightstands or something for like $30,000. But on the photo, there was like a bookshelf in the picture, and in the bookshelf was like a framed photo, and in the framed photo, it had something about like Haiti written into it. So I don't know. I thought that was kind of odd and strange that they mentioned Haiti of all places in the world, or of anything to put in that picture frame. It had to mention Haiti with an outrageous price for a nightstand.
Yeah, and, you know, the theory was that they were selling children through Wayfair. That was the whole thing.
Right.
And like these pillows. It was funny. Somebody oddly ran across it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't supposed to be something that you just actively could find.
Right.
It was like only if you were in the know that you knew to go look for that. Who knows how long it was going on for?
Right.
Like this was actually Wayfair can't even explain it. They won't explain it.
No.
They just blew it off. And it's so crazy how if you mentioned anything about it to anybody, like conspiracy theorists, well, explain to me why there was a nightstand that's clearly like a $40 nightstand or maybe $200 nightstand, you know,
for $40,000.
So tell me why they were selling $200 armoires or $300 armoires for $10,000. It doesn't make any sense. And then it was just some weird picture, like you said, say in Haiti, or sometimes there were pictures of like a child there. That's weird, man. So none of it adds up. You can't say somebody's a conspiracy theorist for asking a question of why something looks weird. Like that was weird, man.
that was weird. And at the same time, when that was going on, Podesta's emails were coming out, and he was making mention of, like, you know, did you get the pillows for the couch or something like that? You know, things like that in his emails. Just like cryptic, weird messages. And they were selling pillows on Wayfair for like $30,000 for your couch. It's something's weird.
It's pure insanity. But a lot of stuff's going in and out of Haiti. And yeah. I think that I'll tell you what I think at the end of this, but I'm just going to put out the info that was put out over the past week. So again, you had a lot of these quote unquote right-wing conspiracy guys getting lit up by Rolling Stone, lit up by CNN, lit up by NBC for putting out these pictures. And of course you had Rolling Stone. There's a long, shameful history of white Westerners baselessly accusing Haitians of cannibalism and human sacrifice, often connected them to Haitian voodoo, a heavily stereotyped African diasporic religion. In this instance, Musk and others also implied that American liberals would be tolerant of cannibalism. An image of a fake column headline, "Dear Racist, Cannibals Are People Too," made the rounds on the conservative side of X. The anonymous author of the account, at In Wokeness, meanwhile, posted footage from a 2017 CNN documentary series in which socialist Reza Aslan talks to a member of the Hindu Agorai sect, which includes post-mortem cannibalism among its religious practices. The years-old interview was recorded in India and has nothing to do with the situation in Haiti, but sparked comments ridiculing mainstream media as naively accepting a purported cannibalism among Haitians. So the left is saying that the right is blowing us out of proportion, that Haitians have nothing to do with cannibalism. You know, voodoo is a diasporic religion. They tied it into racism, so they got to make it racist at this point. Well, none of that's true. Part of it's true. So, you know, part of it's true, part of it's not true. It's the, you know, the old, you know, left, right wing, part of the same bird. So you got two sides that are amping it up in their own way to get everybody to fight each other, when the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Have Haitians been known to eat people? Yes, absolutely. This is not up for debate. Like, cannibalism is a huge part of the entire world. Matter of fact, within the system of elites, cannibalism is also used. They just don't talk about it. So let's just put this out there at the forefront. So, but to Haitian voodoo has its roots based in Freemasonry. And we know Freemasonry essentially rules the world, at least as a forefront club. They're involved in everything. We know that from high-end politics across the world. So it's not just, you know, in the United States, China, Russia, Haiti. All these places are run by Freemasons. And I think some of this is really coming back to the forefront because of a guy named Jimmy Sherzier, nicknamed Barbecue. And he is a Haitian gang leader, former police officer, and warlord who is the head of the revolutionary forces of the G9 family and allies, abbreviated as G9 or FRG9, a federation of over a dozen Haitian gangs based in Port-au-Prince. So those pictures I was telling you about earlier were from Port-au-Prince. So this is how he's getting tied into this. Known for often making public appearances in military camouflage and a beret, he calls himself the leader of an armed revolution. Considered one of the most powerful gang leaders in Haiti, he's also currently believed to be one of the country's de facto most powerful political figures. He's believed to be responsible for numerous large-scale massacres in the Port-au-Prince area. In early March 2024, the G9 staged the largest jailbreak in Haitian history and escalated attacks across the country, including an attempted siege of the Toussaint-Louverture International Airport. We'll talk a little bit about Toussaint-Louverture here, too. Sherzier claimed responsibility for the attacks and stated that the goal was to capture key government institutions, overthrow Prime Minister Ariel Henry, and take power in Haiti, warning that if Ariel Henry doesn't step down and the international community continues to support him, they will lead us directly to a civil war, which will end in genocide. Henry announced his intention to resign on the 11th of March. So this year, on the 11th of March, Henry resigned, his intention to resign. Scherzer is trying to take over. He's touting himself as a revolutionary. And if you listen to Haiti members that have access to TikTok and some of this, you'll see them actually saying that he's a great man. Matter of fact, you'll see a lot of people here in the States claiming he's a great man as well because he's pushing back against the system. The biggest issue with Jimmy Scherzer is he's rocking a giant Freemason medallion. And you can look this up online. He rocks it freely. It's huge. Like, it's a big square and compass that he wears on his chest, and it dangles. It's a big silver square and compass. He's always worn it. He is a Freemason. You will see him in full military gear with a Freemasonic chain hanging around his neck. So he's either got a lot of love for Freemasons or he's a Freemason. And I can tell you from Freemasons that I know that if you're wearing Freemason gear or logos and you're not one and they know you're not one, you get in trouble. Just put it that way. They don't want you to do that. So he's not doing this actively without their knowledge of them knowing it. He probably is. So Jimmy Scherzer, who's touted as this revolutionary, who's changing the landscape of Haiti, is a Freemason. Now, the name barbecue is up for debate too. They said that he gets it from how much he loved barbecue chicken as a child. That's possible. Okay. I'm not throwing that out. It's not possible. But it's odd that here we've got these quote-unquote cannibal gangs running around that he runs, and his name's Barbecue. What's on the menu, yep. Wilbur?
Where's the beef?
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Where's the beef?
And like you said, wearing that the Freemason symbol. What's that called when you're in the military and you have all like the fakes? You like you're wearing a military jacket and you got all the fake awards, you know, or honors all over you. What's that called? There's a name. It's just escaping me right now.
Well, they're called stripes. The stripes are what are on your.
But what's it called when you're wearing like let's say you're not even in the military, but you wore a military jacket and what's that called? I know there's a name for it.
A fraud.
There we go. Yeah, basically, that's the proper term. If it's not called that, that is what it is now. You fraud. you know, this guy kind of also reminds me of. Remember the whole Kony 2012 thing? Remember that? That's what this barbecue reminds me of. He's the new Kony.
He's the new Kony. Yeah, he has been around for a while, but he's moved his way up in power. Here's what's even crazier. CNN did a special on him. They went down there a couple years ago and talked to him.
They praise him.
And, of course, like he's rocking the chain on the show. Again, you guys can look this up. You could type in his name, Jimmy Scherzer, if you're looking to do that. It's Scherizier. And as soon as you just go to pictures on Google, you'll see the chain. I mean, he's rocking it everywhere.
Oh.
On pretty much every picture that he's got.
Stolen Valor. That's what it is.
Stolen Valor. Well, that's... I don't think Jimmy Scherzer's got Stolen Valor.
Right.
I think he's legit.
He would be,
You know, people think...
Removed.
People think it's a big ruse, but I don't think it is. And I'm going to tell you why that I don't think it is. So we were just talking about the Toussaint Louverture International Airport, because that is in that region that Jimmy Scherzer has all of his gang members at Port-au-Prince.
Mm.
Now, Toussaint Louverture was a Haitian general and most prominent leader of the Haitian Revolution. This is back in 1743. He was born until April 1803. During his life, Louverture first fought and allied with Spanish forces against Saint Domingue royalists, then joined with Republic France, becoming governor general for life of Saint Domingue, and lastly fought against Bonaparte's Republican troops. As a revolutionary leader, Louverture displayed military and political acumen that helped transform the fledgling slave rebellion into a revolutionary movement, along with Jean-Jacques Dessalines. Louverture is now known as one of the fathers of Haiti. Now, the interesting thing about these fathers of Haiti, they all have ties to Freemasonry.
Nah.
So Louverture actually had a signature that he would sign every letter. And if you want to look this up, you can. You can type in Toussaint Louverture, L-O-U-V-E-R-T-U-R-E, in any Google database or any browser that you're using. Type in Louverture, type in Freemasonry, and a lot of times his signature will come up. You could even just type in his Louverture and signature with Freemasonry, and you'll see it. It's like three little dots, but the way that he moves it with the last part of his letters, it kind of looks like the square and compass, and that's the point. He was never outed as a Freemason so much as everyone that he worked with was outed as a Freemason.
Gotcha.
The founding fathers of Haiti. So it's pretty clear that he is. Matter of fact, it's said that in Haiti, if you are given the position as leader in Haiti, if you're not a Freemason, you are brought in as a Freemason immediately when you take leadership. So it kind of makes sense that this Jimmy Chrysaire is kind of the next one up. He's running all these gangs. He just ran off the guy that runs Haiti. And, you know, Ariel Henry, the prime minister, just resigned after Jimmy Chrysaire basically told him that the community won't support you. So Jimmy Chrysaire has the backing.
Yeah, he's got the power in the community.
He's got the real power. He walks the streets, man, with, you know, loaded automatic weapons with the rest of his gang. But the people seem to like him. At least he's playing up that way. But he's a Freemason. And we now know from what I just told you that Toussaint Louverture was a Freemason as well as the other founding fathers. Type in Haiti and Freemasonry. Tons of stuff will come up. You'll get all these pictures of these founding fathers with their with square and compasses on the door frames where they would meet. You also see them in full Freemason garb with the aprons as well. Very interesting stuff. But people always talk about voodoo, and we were just talking about Rolling Stone touting the Haitian voodoo as a stereotyped African diasporic religion, when voodoo, actually, a lot of their symbolism comes from Freemasonry. Hmm. And you can type in Masonic symbolism in Haitian voodoo. Go to Google and do it. A ton of stuff will come up. You'll see these weird symbols of people in these, like, you know, in voodoo symbolism, but they'll have the G from the apron there, like they're wearing an apron. You'll see a lot of this very interesting stuff. And as one looks at the religion of Haitian-based voodoo, they may see some familiar Masonic aesthetics. The square and compass, the use of the letter G, and various Masonic tools can be spotted among a number of the rituals and shrines of voodoo. As we look deeper into the culture, we can also see a number of practices and symbols found in Freemasonry. So this is a Freemasonic-based religion. The deal with Freemasonry is that you have to be freeborn. So when Louverture and these other revolutionaries were freeing slaves and they turned Haiti into what it is known today, that's when these guys were allowed to bring Freemasonry in, because they were free at this point. And they did.
Hmm.
They brought in established lodges from Bordeaux, France. And the craft was brought in. Scottish Rite Freemasonry linked the colony of Saint-Domingue and Bordeaux. So it actually linked France to Saint-Domingue in Haiti.
Mm.
And where voodoo came from, it blended with voodoo in a way that it became what it is today. The impact of Freemasonry on voodoo culture could be seen in the life of one of Haiti and voodoo's most recognizable historical figures. I was just talking about this. Toussaint Louverture, the leader of Haitian Revolution, was a former slave and believed by some historians to be a Freemason. However, many base his affiliation with the craft based upon his use of a possible Masonic-based signature he used when signing documents. So he's kind of an undercover Freemason. Some of the subtle reflections of Freemasonry and voodoo are reflected in the use of cultural terms like Grand Master, a term used to describe God, or Grand Met Bande, the good God. So the voodoo God and the Grand Master of Freemasonry are the same, one and the same. They use a lot of the same handshakes. Rituals are used in voodoo religion, or are the exact same ones that are used in the Freemasonic practices. So here we are with this mixture of Freemasonry and voodoo religion. And the voodoo religion is based on these spirits called the Loao. Now, teachings surrounding the Loao speak of many of the spirits as being Freemasons. The warrior Loao of iron, known as Agua, and the Loao of the crossroads, known as Legba, are frequently referred to as Masons. So they even refer to these Masons, refer to these spirits that they worship as Freemasons as well. So from the get-go, Haiti, when it was freed, when it became a free country, supposedly, it was all built on Freemasonry, very similar to the United States. When the United States, the 13 colonies, was brought together, who were they brought together by? Freemasons. Everything's built on Freemasonry. If you look at these countries, they are. And here's this guy, Jimmy Barbecue, who supposedly runs cannibal gangs, and he's working his way into power, and he is an open Freemason. I mean, he rocks the chain. So
yeah,
there's a lot to it there, Wilbur.
So was the voodoo already there, and then the Freemasons came in and kind of, you know, co-opted it and molded it, the voodoo, into the Freemason, you know, explained it through the Mason knowledge, I guess, or teachings?
So that's a difficult one to really figure out, because you got to start from the roots of where voodoo came from, and voodoo came from Africa originally, right? That's what we're told. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
Behind it. We don't really know for sure. But when it came over to Haiti, it was blended with Freemasonry. Now, that part we do know. So the voodoo coming out of Haiti is all Freemasonic based. We know that much. Now, originally what it was built on, I don't know. I think it all comes from the same area. Like, what are you going to talk about? Spirits. Like, they're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So whether you want to hide it under Freemasonry or hide it under, you know, voodoo, it's all the same, right? They just found a way to merge it into the political realm. And I think that's what they've done in Haiti, is merge this into a political front. So now I'm going to give you a little take on what I think, and then I'm sure you've got some ideas on what you think. This is what I think about this whole thing. I think the right wings did put this out, and I don't know if all of it's true. Like, some of these pictures they put out, they seem very, look at this. It's very typical to what happened during 2020 when it was like, look at all these bodies.
Yeah.
And it's like, but what are they really from? Like, they could have been taken 10 years ago, and you just put them out and said it happened now. Very similar to this. So I don't think when Rolling Stone and NBC and CNN are saying that some of these things are fake, they might be. They really could be taken from a different time period, and it's used to gas this whole thing up. But what it's being used at is to get people to fight each other.
Yep.
What you're not looking at is what I just brought forth today, is what's really going on with Jimmy Sherzer and where he's trying to work himself up to as a Freemason. Or if he's not a Freemason, he really wants in. So he's definitely rocking all the right stuff and doing the right things. He's definitely trying to get their attention. So there's that too. But we do know from history, what we know of history, that Freemasons were there at the beginning of the inception of what Haiti is known as now.
Yeah.
So when they went through their whole revolution, that was built on a bunch of Freemasons that helped revolutionize the entire country. So got to look at that. Got to look at what they're doing behind the scenes. There's more than just some cannibal agenda. I think that the cannibal agenda is just something on the surface, but it does get you down the rabbit hole enough to like, oh, wait a minute. Why is this guy rocking this chain? Okay, if he's not a Freemason, what else is going on here? Oh, these guys really are Freemasons. Oh, here's a bunch of pictures of founding fathers of Haiti with full Freemasonic garb. So you know at that point, they've been controlled from the get-go.
Right. Do you think, is Haiti even a real country or is it just a shill? Is it like a hall? On the outside, it looks like a country, but the whole thing's probably, I don't know how to explain it, but the whole thing's probably not an actual functioning country as we know it today. In my head, it's just a front for...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like a shell corporation.
Yeah. Like an offshore. They use it to launder their money, to launder their sexual deviant behaviors. I don't know.
Yeah. Same thing with Ukraine. It's always been known for the same thing. It's been a money laundering spot for the entire world. And sadly, the people that live in these places pay the price.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
what really is messed up about the whole thing.
Yep.
You got real people that are not doing well and nobody cares about.
Nope.
And
dying,
nobody's even
fighting.
Shedding light on it.
Yep.
And everybody's worried about. See, here's the right. They're amping up this thing like these cannibal Haitians are going to come through the borders and you're gonna eat us up. You know what I mean? Come on. That's fear-mongering out of your best. When in all honesty, if there were Haitians trying to get here, it's probably to get away from this awful regime they live under.
Yep.
And, you know, while I do adhere to we need to be careful about who we let in, but that's kind of what America's built on is to protect people that are going through things.
Yeah.
And sadly, what's happening is the whole border thing has become a political diatribe for both sides to push their agendas and try to get votes or fake votes or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's what they're doing. And this whole border thing has just really gotten out of control. And I'm not saying there's not human trafficking coming through. There absolutely is. Mm-hmm. Are there gangs coming through doing stuff?
Yeah,
for sure, man. That happens in any country. Like that's nothing new. It's not like, you know, oh, we're just letting them run rampant. Like, no, actually, we're not. If they are getting through the bad ones, we're actively letting them get through on purpose to stir the pot. That's an actual fact. Like, to say we don't have the ability to stop this if we wanted to, we do. We just act like we don't. And it
right.
just gives both sides something to complain about.
We act like we don't so we can spend money elsewhere on other things that we don't need as citizens, like the war in Ukraine, or even before that, the past 20 years since 2001, all the money we spent in Afghanistan, Iraq, the whole Middle East, overthrowing Libya's government. We're still in Syria. Bush.
Still in Syria.
Oh, yeah. We're
Nobody's
still
talking
there.
About that.
We're still there. We're still there. Bush took us from, or got us into two wars, and Obama bumped that up to seven wars. Surprisingly, Trump did bomb some countries over there, but then stopped shortly after he started. I think, what was it? When he bombed Syria, they bombed Syria, and then they killed that dude from Iran, their military leader from Iran, Soleimani.
Well, the left ran with that.
They loved it.
Because they wanted to, they wanted to show, like, look at him. He's the big bad. And it's like, man, did you see what Obama did for 8 years?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me right now?
He ran
really
out of bombs.
And really Obama being in there was like having the Clintons in, really, essentially, because they were running it with him. I mean, you ever see the pictures now of, like, Bill, Barack and George W. Like they're always together.
Oh, they're
like
chummy.
They're always working together, guys.
They're on the same group.
Together.
They're all in the same group. There's no left and right, at least on in the political realm when it comes to who's running the country. Now there's left and right thoughts for everyday citizens, but I say more times than not, it's little ticky tack things that we disagree on. But I'd say 90% of the stuff most citizens are going to agree on. And, when we're not told the truth about anything, we can't agree on anything that's put in front of us. Because they put all this stuff in front of us that they want you to worry about, not things that actually matter.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And it's like with this whole Haiti thing, you know, when I saw it coming through, I'm like, what's the narrative being spun here?
Yeah.
I didn't jump on board and say that those guys, there's cannibalism going on for sure. And look, there's cannibalism everywhere. Again, I go back to the elites that run this country. There's a lot of proof there that they're all about it. I mean, look at the spirit cookings and
all this
stuff that they're in with Abramovich and all these things see them going to. They're all about it too, man. This isn't a new thing.
And maybe a future
Freemasonry and right? I mean, it's nuts, Wilbur. It's nuts.
I was thinking maybe even a future episode we could touch on Frazzle Drip, but I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that word. Do you know about that one, Frazzle Drip?
I do know about that one, and I can tell you right now, it probably wouldn't be something to talk about on here. maybe on Rumble, you could get it up on Rumble and talk about it. I know some guys over there talking about it. But that's a deep rabbit hole, and that's a wild one, man. I mean, that's another one that ties in Hillary Clinton into some pretty despicable things, It's there. It's there for people to see if they want to, but, you know, it's sad at the same time.
100% is.
Honest to goodness, people being hurt, children being hurt because of people's egos, because of people's just evilness. And I think, you know, Anthony Bourdain, and I point to him a lot because that story with Anthony Bourdain is very fascinating to me because, you know, from all accounts, you have a bone to pick in this until he was actually in Haiti. And I think
boots on the ground.
When you see something for the first time, you realize, man, this is not good. Like, I didn't realize that these people are being hurt like that. And they are. I mean, by the Haitian gangs that run it, by the politics that run it there, by the politics that are ran through us there. That's what you got to understand, too. We have a vast vested effort in what's going on in Haiti.
No, 100%.
We don't talk to Jimmy Barbecue every day on the phone. I'm sure the CIA's got him on speed dial, and they have a nice little chat in the mornings before he starts his day.
Right.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how my kind of opinion on the whole thing. I don't know if there's cannibalism going on. I don't know. If that's the fact or the case, we should be – or no, not should be I mean, we are in control of that country, basically, in my opinion. Our government is, our military, our CIA, our intelligence community. If they had any good actually in them as a whole, we would be taking care of those people in that country, not having online, just not spreading stuff online just to make them paint them in a light of cannibalism or barbarians and just bad, awful people. When the people probably are just normal like you and me, it's the others that are running everything that are screwing all of them, making their lives miserable, torturing, you know, them. It's making that whole island an awful place to be for them. When it probably wasn't that way before we all got involved with them. But yeah, just in my opinion, I don't think as a whole, I don't think people are racist. I don't think people are racist. I don't think, I think there's more good than there is bad in the world. I think you shouldn't do voodoo. Don't do voodoo. We need to live free and not under, totalitarianism, not under negative thoughts. Or negative control, not under oppression. We need free will to survive. We need to filter our water, drink clean water, avoid the big corporations, buy local, support your neighbors, you know, eat clean food, go outside, breathe fresh air, stick your toes in the dirt, feel the grass on your feet, get grounded. We can do this.
here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.